Welcome to the PeopleStack podcast, where I share insights on how to upgrade your career as a technical manager. I'm Jen Bunk. I'm a career coach for tech managers and CEO of the PeopleStack. We release these podcasts every Monday and Wednesday. If you'd like to catch them live in my Facebook group and join a community of other tech managers who are committed to achieving career transformation, you can go to jenbunk.com/Facebook and it'll redirect you to my Facebook group. Otherwise, you can catch the episodes here in podcast format. Cheers. And enjoy the episode. Hello, hello, PeopleStack family. On this very special episode of the PeopleStack podcast, I'm going to be chatting with our valued team member and career strategist, Daniel Perez. And we're going to be talking about how being stuck in your tech career is leading to devastating and hidden collateral damage. Stay tuned. Hello, Daniel. It is so awesome to have you here on the PeopleStack podcast. I'm excited for our chat.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Jen. I'm so happy to be here and talking with you guys today.
Yeah. You know, we thought we'd bring you on because we want to share with our listeners yet another perspective on how to create your dream career, how to command a premium salary of at least 200K a year or more as a technical manager and get unstuck. And so for those of you who don't know Daniel, Daniel is one of our career strategists. So for those of you who have booked a call with us, perhaps you talked with Daniel. So he is one of our valued team members. And Daniel, you are on the front lines in terms of serving our potential clients and getting them the clarity they need to make the decision to change their career and to change their life. And the thing that I really want to kind of highlight in this chat today so that people can get value out of it is talking about that collateral damage, right? So if people have career problems, it's obvious to see how it's causing damage to their career. And that's something that I talk about all the time. And I kind of skim the surface of that collateral damage. In other words, what is the damage that can be happening in other areas of their life, whether it be in their relationships, their physical health, their mental health, or any other areas of their life as well. So I'm going to start with a really general question and then we'll go from there. So in your career strategy sessions with our clients, what kinds of collateral damage are you hearing?
Yeah, thanks. Good question, Jen. So, you know, the collateral damage that I've seen, right, and extending from the fundamental problem where folks are just not in control of their career, you know, tends to lead to them losing that feeling of certainty, having that clarity where they want to go with their careers. And ultimately, that confusion is leading them to feeling less than adequate, you know, really, you know, affecting their confidence and how they show up on a day-to-day at work. And obviously, as collateral, right, how they're showing up everywhere, including their homes, their relationships, and their personal lives. And so, yeah, the big thing there is, you know, really seeing how not taking that ownership puts so much unneeded stress on our lives. And, you know, when you have that stress and you're feeling that stress at work, it can feel overwhelming. And what I tend to see here with our clients here at the PeopleStack is, you know, that overwhelm leads into so many areas where you feel like you've lost control and you start to feel guilty and you start to feel shameful. And, you know, one of the things that I can see as a, you know, consistent across the board, Jen, is when people are feeling that way, they naturally want to understand how it's affecting their environments. And so we see them, you know, perhaps losing connection with their supervisors and kind of fading into the background, or perhaps they've lost connection with their teams and they've maybe lost that sense of respect and authority. And so it starts to perpetuate collaterally, even home, where they bring those feelings of shame and, you know, guilt home, where they feel like they're just not doing enough at work. And when they're home, I see so often that these folks are trying to pick up the slack or, you know, really carry on with what they're doing at work at home. And it perpetuates that other feeling of you're not showing up for your family, for your spouse and kids and whatnot. And so, you know, I've seen it just contracting into more guilt and more shame. And it's almost this perpetual cycle, Jen.
Yeah. It's unfortunate. And it's the silver lining there is it's what often drives people to make the change and to make the decision, I really need to transform my career so that I can transform the rest of my life. And so what I'm curious about, and of course, we're going to keep everything 100% confidential, and we're not going to use any specific names here because privacy is extremely important to us. But I'm curious if you can think of one or two specific examples where, you know, let's talk about relationships, for example, because relationships is a huge topic. And, you know, from my perspective, if you're having trouble in your career and you're feeling that sense of being underrecognized, feeling that guilt, that shame, that stress in your career, in your work life, which for our clients is a huge part of their lives, it can't not also be affecting their relationships as well. Maybe it's with their spouse or other loved ones or siblings or family members, or maybe with their kids. So can you share one or two specific examples of how this was having collateral damage on some of the folks you've been speaking with?
Yeah, absolutely, Jen. And, you know, a couple of folks come to mind, and it's not any specific case. This is actually something I've seen consistent. And, you know, it's for those folks, like I said, who feel like they've lost control and they're waking up and going to sleep with that level of stress. And of course, we're waking up and going to sleep with our partners, with our loved ones around, and they're almost retracting away from the opportunity to connect at a deeper level with their families. And what that looks like is, you know, many times, Jen, I've seen in these situations, the coping mechanisms, right? And these coping mechanisms, I've seen folks that, you know, haven't been able to be intimate with their loved ones because they want to be siloed out in their house, or, you know, they pick up other habits. You know, we've heard folks that turn to, you know, their vices, like they're smoking or drinking or getting into habits that are in some ways self-destructive. And of course, creating that rift between the relationships in their life by not showing up in their full life. So, you know, a couple of situations we've seen this happening is, you know, where folks, you know, feel that pressure from their loved ones. They feel the inadequacy of how they're kind of showing up at work. And they turn that into not wanting to go out for dinner, not wanting to go out on the weekend with friends. And it turns into social pressure. And, you know, there's just so many ways where that shows up in people's lives, but it really does start to attack you from the inside out.
Yeah, absolutely. And so if you're listening right now and any of this is resonating, even just a little bit, I encourage you to ask yourself the question, what am I missing out on? What am I missing out on because of the career problems and the career struggles that I'm having? What am I missing out on at work? But then also, what am I missing out on with family as well? Like, how many more baseball games do I want to miss out on? How many more dinners do I want to miss out on because I don't feel like I have the energy, or I don't feel like we have the money and I can't justify going out to dinner? Like, we don't want you missing out on any of that. It's a powerful question to ask because, again, it gets you to that place of resolve, and it gets you to that place of, I have to fix this because this isn't just about me. It's about my family and it's about my loved ones as well. And so, Daniel, you mentioned also about vices, you know, smoking, drinking, things like that. What are some examples or some other examples that you've heard and that you've seen around physical health and like taking care? Because I've certainly seen it in new clients, right? And here's the other thing to mention as I'm thinking of it, is that as we start working with clients, one of the things that's actually the most surprising and the most awesome for them is that they see, okay, I have more clarity in my career now and I know how to fix this. Look at this. I suddenly feel better physically. In my relationship with my wife, my relationship with my husband is better than it's ever been. It's not an accident. So in terms of the physical things, in terms of physical health, what kinds of collateral damage are you hearing about there?
Yeah, that's a great point, Jen. And, you know, those are kind of some of the things that folks tend to ignore, right? How we're showing up is, you know, with all that stress is playing a huge role on our endocrine system. It's showing up in our immunities. And so what we see oftentimes is folks at that level of high stress, they've been just coping through, you know, the career troubles. Jen, we've seen everything from heart palpitations to, you know, folks that have really had, neural damage, you know, areas where they feel they can't sleep, they've got constant headaches or cluster headaches, loss of sleep and loss of appetite, I think is the most common amongst most folks. And as that grows in severity, you know, that leads to, you know, other cardiopulmonary problems as well, as far as how we're showing up in our breath and how we're showing up in just that clarity. So yeah, mind fog is something as well that folks don't look at as a physical reaction to all of this, but you know, it's all part of what's going on in our heads.
Yeah, I'm going to stick a pin in the mind fog for a moment. We'll get back to that because that's a really important point. I mean, the point about the physical aspects, the loss of sleep, the loss of appetite, the getting the headaches, or for people who may have autoimmune diseases, like suddenly it feels worse than it used to. You know, they were coping with it, but now it's worse. And what's really interesting about it, and we hear this a lot too in newer clients, in where it's like, I don't know, it's not related. It can't be related to my career. It's just, you know, I've been talking with my doctor about it, scratching my head, trying to figure out why I suddenly can't sleep and have headaches all the time, for example. And while certainly, you know, we encourage everyone to talk to your doctors so that you can, you know, you can get that medical help when you need it. We certainly don't want you struggling. What's really interesting about it, especially if you're listening right now, and if you're listening right now, it means it's resonating because you're struggling in your career. And like we were talking about earlier, it can't not be having effects on the rest of your life as well. So it's very interesting to see, wow, I have so much more clarity because I have the strategies, because I have the system, because I have the support to create the career that I know that I'm capable of creating. Suddenly the headaches go away. It's very interesting, isn't it? Right. And it's sort of like, all right, maybe it's not scientific proof that they were related, but there's definitely something to that. You can't ignore that. And then there's the psychological effects, right? So mind fog, right? So people show up differently, right? Like they may have mind fog at work, and then they might also have mind fog at home as well. I know that's something that you hear a lot about.
Absolutely. And just, you know, the dynamic in relationships with that mind fog, you know, we never show up our best when we're frustrated or angry. And, you know, we don't look at that as our health, but, you know, that topic of mental health has been more prevalent than ever before in our careers and how it's affected people. Now, Jen, one of the things that I've really got to note here is, you know, how folks have really put more light on that and on their mental health and on their physical health through this whole, you know, situation with COVID, right? Folks have had more time to be home and more introspective, having time with the family and recognizing what that toll of their career was having on their life all before that. And so there's some silver lining there to shine light on, physically speaking, how they're showing up at home. And that's a big part of kind of our health awareness, right?
Yeah, I absolutely agree with that. As speaking of devastating as COVID has been for so, so many people, it does allow us to say, okay, how can I take charge? How can I empower myself? How can I make decisions so that when the next thing happens, because change is the only constant, that I'm not at the mercy, so that I am not the one who is just like the victim of whatever's happening externally, but I have control of everything. And that's why we love being career coaches, you know, because a career is like, it's like your rocket ship, you know? I love using that rocket ship emoji for those of you who follow us a lot. And it's definitely intentional because your career is that rocket ship to your growth and to really taking charge and taking ownership of your life. So one more topic that I want to talk about, can't not talk about, and it's money. Because it comes up a lot, and it's one of the main reasons why people are seeking help, because yes, they're feeling underrecognized, and yes, they're feeling stressed, and yes, they're feeling guilty, and possibly even a bit of shame, and that's having all of these negative effects like we've talked about. And a big part of it too is they're underpaid. They're underpaid by an order of magnitude. So what kinds of collateral damage have you heard on calls with potential clients around money?
Oh yeah. You know, just the scarcity and that feeling of not having enough for the family just has such a ripple effect, right? You know, we've seen folks that have been putting on vacations for years on end, you know, self-care and even simple things like going for a manicure or, you know, going for that extra TLC, you know, and really that comes back to that feeling of game and guilt, shame and guilt. But you know, the reality is, Jen, is when folks feel like they're not bringing enough home, they start sacrificing some of those really important aspects of, you know, enjoyment, lifestyle, and really just being together. The second aspect is, you know, when you're not earning enough, you've got other stressors that you're worried about. right? Paying the bills and investing for the future. And so you kind of become part of the rat race when we're not properly equipped to, you know, to save and to have that abundance in our salaries as the rest of the world should be, right?
So. Yeah. And I asked this and I almost, because I know the answer to it, but it's going to open up some conversation here. How many times have you heard on the conversations, it's not really about the money, but it kind of is, you know, it's like.
All the time.
Yeah. Yeah.
All the time.
It's really about the money, but then when you dig deeper, it actually ends up being about the money.
Absolutely. And Jen, you know, I just feel folks are apprehensive. They don't have those conversations at work. And so when they're in sessions with me here, it really is this unbiased environment where they can talk about money finally. And they, most of the times, don't have a good perception of, am I earning too little? Am I earning too much? And oftentimes, right, they're certainly on the lower spectrum of earning potential. And so that opportunity cost, leaving all that on the table, kind of hurts when you've been dragging it out for years on end.
Yeah.
So that's the trend there.
Yeah. And you hit on a really important point there, is that most people are not having these conversations about how their career is having collateral damage and how they're not making enough. And so we have to do what we can to cope with it, because we're human and we have lives to live. And our clients, you're out there. We love you. We know that you're so intelligent. You are so motivated and you are doing everything that you can to make it work. And you absolutely deserve more than just keeping your head above water. And money is one of those areas where it's like, we want to make sure that we can take care of the money, that you can justify not just paying the bills and going out to dinner, but doing more than that as well. So just to touch on a little bit of what's possible here, Daniel, hadn't planned on asking this, but I want to right now, because this is kind of where the conversation is heading. So what's really cool about the calls that they get to have with you is that they're going to get 100% clear on what's not working in their career in terms of the collateral damage for them specifically that not fixing their career problems is having. And then they're also going to be able to get 100% clear on where they want to go, where they can go if they choose to invest in themselves and if it ends up being a fit to work together. So let's have some fun with this. What are your favorite dreams?
Oh boy. Like, yeah.
Really unlock it for people. What are some of the things that have been really, really cool to help people unlock for themselves in terms of their dreams?
Yeah, absolutely. That's a great question, Jen. So, you know, some folks have their practical, realistic dreams, but the audacious, bold ones, when they come to us with these out of the world dreams, I mean, that really gets my hair standing on my arms. And you know, some of them that I've heard, you know, folks that are looking to build global technology education companies, right? That was one of our recent clients that got started with us. Just so powerful, right? You know, other folks that have dreams like, you know, spending a week or two out in Bimini or going to the Bahamas with their family and, you know, taking those dream vacations in ways that they've never been able to do. And not just with their immediate family, but these folks are planning on flying folks in from other countries and really making it what it should be. So I love hearing, you know, that paradigm shift where they realize that, hey, I haven't been vacationing, right? So that's really exciting. And then of course, you know, everyone's been in that opportunity where they've had that job, you know, at least that first interview scheduled, right? And they get excited about it and they start taking themselves to the possibilities of what are all the things, what is my life going to look like with this new job? And I've had conversations with folks, Jen, where before the interview, they're already there. They're already excited. They're planning where they're going to move. And we absolutely love that dynamic because that's the reflection of that inner conversation and that confidence. And for the folks that actually get to live those dreams that we see here at the PeopleSAC all the time, that's just how they show up. Yeah. And so I really love those bold, audacious dreams that break away from the norms and certainly kind of push the boundaries of what's possible.
Yeah,
those are the fun
ones. That's what we're here to do. Like, no dream is too big. No dream is too silly. No dream is too unreasonable. We want you to be unreasonable. That's what we're here to help you do. Because dreams aren't about reason. Dreams are about dreams. Dreams are about really tapping into that fire and making it happen. Yeah, some of my favorites have been building a vineyard. So we actually have one of our clients right now, like that's his dream is to build a vineyard. And he's, you know, he's taken steps. He's taking steps to make that happen. Even moving over to where he wants to, you know, moving the family, moving them over to where he wants to build a vineyard, you know, in conjunction with being the technical leader for now. And then, you know, turning that into a family business. It's like you said, like chills, goosebumps, right? And then one of my other favorites was seeing all seven wonders of the world. I still remember the conversation and, you know, often the way that it works, and it's okay if you come to the call, like, I'm not really sure what the dream is. Like, I have some practical dreams. Okay, that's where we start. And Daniel is absolutely ready to help ask you the questions to get you clarity around what the dream really is. And so I remember with this particular person, it started out with the practical, you know, I want to pay off debt. I want to be able to pay the bills. I want to be able to save for the kids' education. I was like, okay, that's great. And then what's next after that? Because that's only going to take a certain period of time. Like, what else? What other experiences do you want to have? And he's like, you know what, Jen, I never really told anybody else this, but I really want to bring the whole family to see the seven wonders of the world. Like, oh my God, I'm adding that one to my bucket list. I love it. So it's that kind of thing that we really want to help you tap into. So, like I said earlier, if any of this is resonating, if you want to stop the collateral damage that your career problems are having, and if you want to build your dream career, command a premium salary of at least 200K a year or more, and to live a life of joy, of freedom, and really however it is that you want to, I really encourage you to book a call with my team. If you want to talk with Daniel, this is the way to do it. It's thepeoplestack.com/book. They'll bring you to the calendar page. You pick your time zone, pick a time that works for you, and then it'll end up on your calendar. It'll end up on Daniel's calendar, and then you're going to show up for a Zoom call, and you're going to have the most clarifying conversation that you ever had in your career, as long as you show up coachable, as long as you show up ready to get to the truth around what's going on. So that's what we want you to do today so that you can stop all of that collateral damage that your career is having. ThePeopleStack.com/book is the link to go to book that call immediately. So Daniel, as always, it is a pleasure to speak with you. So awesome to have you on today, and looking forward to having you on more in the future as well.
Thank you, Jen. Likewise. Looking forward to it.
Yeah, excellent. Take care. Bye, everyone. And that wraps up another episode of the People Stack podcast. Thanks for listening and for supporting our mission. We are all helping to positively transform the tech world, one tech manager at a time. I have so much gratitude for all of you, for our loyal listeners, and for my team, including my amazing CTO/husband, Rob Allen, our extremely talented mindset coach, Mariana Lacombe, and our super awesome, always on top of everything, executive assistant, Lauren Underwood. Also, this podcast would not be possible without the help of our innovative and warm-hearted sound consultant and podcast producer, my brother, Lou Bunk. And thank you also to Ketsa for creating the catchy, inspiring music we get to use in our podcast. We love you all. Until next time.